This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
ProServe USA Studios, this is What's on Your Mind on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO in the oil capital of North Dakota, 1090 on your radio dial. The Bakken's voice, right there, the Bakken's voice. And, of course, KLTC 1460 on the Western Edge. Welcome to the program. It is a Thursday edition of What's on Your Mind. Thursday means country fried steak, spaghetti and meatballs, meatloaf dinner, pulled pork and a French dip sandwich. Who's hungry now?
Me.
Any PetroServe USA location, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And if I start talking about their food, I could just go on and on and on because there's so many good things there. But the specials today, which come with two sides and a bun, in Valley City, pulled pork and French dip sandwich. In Harwood, the meatloaf dinner. 12th Avenue, Fargo location off I-29, spaghetti and meatballs. And the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location, country fried steak. PetroServe USA. Buy any size fountain pop. It's 79 cents today, too. Welcome to the program, friends. My name is Scott Hanlon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. How do I know it's on his license plate? On a beautiful red Mercedes convertible. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't get to Todd the Radio God, small g, and not have the status of a red Mercedes.
It was funny pulling up to a red light and this guy pulls up next to me. The plate is Todd TRG, folks, in case you don't know. So this guy pulls up the red light next to me and goes, finally figured out your license plate. First words out of his mouth.
I love those conversations that happen at a stoplight. You know, it's fun. I have the logo of the stations on my vehicle, and it's just so fun. I mean, whether it's an interstate or whether it's at a stop, to have people just throw you the thumbs up, you know. Just give you the thumbs up. It just means so much. It really does, and it happens so often. It just warms my heart, so I appreciate it. Kevin Flynn is here. Kevin's got the Fargo operation going here, and Todd in Bismarck today. Daniel down in, where is it now? Blaine? Are you in Blaine?
Burnsville.
Okay. Daniel's at GCN.
It's kind of a secret bunker, though. I mean, can't even, if you drove right next to it, you wouldn't even know you're there. It's a top secret bunker.
Long, long time. I used to do Jason Lewis' show there. When Jason Lewis was doing his radio show, I would guest host for Jason. I'd go to this bunker in the middle of the, then it was Blaine, I think. It was Blaine then. I can't remember. Now, but anyway, it's Burnsville now.
They had to move the bunker, probably, you know. You knew where it was, so now they had to move it.
It was the warehouse district. It was like, wow. Yeah. So anyway, and of course, Chris Larson is our producer. Welcome to the program today, folks. We have two conversations today related to local COVID efforts, one in Fargo, Cass, and another in Burley and Morton County. Mayor Tim Mahoney chairs the Fargo one, along with Fargo Cass Public Health, Desi Fleming. So they'll be here together at the bottom of the hour. In the next hour, it's Cody Schultz. I understand there's a new campaign starting related to masks that's coming from Burley and Morton County. And it is a campaign that is going to encourage you to wear masks. Call me a little bit skeptical, but I bet Cody, who's a good guy, can bring me around on this. I think if anybody's going to wear a mask, they're wearing a mask now. I don't know that you change hearts and minds September of something that started in March on COVID. But anyway, they believe that's the ticket. And by the way, Dr. Birx does as well. Dr. Birx was here over the weekend, and she's essentially saying, as I think I've told you, but I can't say it enough, hey, we have remedies. We have therapies. It is plasma working very well. It is remdesivir working very well. Other people would say the cookie.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, the cookie thing would work well.
thing.
If you eat Oreos, you will not, you'll be completely bulletproof.
Yeah, you have to fight hydroxes. You cure hydro, what's the cookie?
Yeah. So anyways, it's the I see Oreo starting this new campaign now, too, saying serious drama calls for a serious treat. So they're sort of playing into the, the whole COVID. Smart marketing there. Smart marketing. I love it. Anyway, so there's those therapies. There is a vaccine coming by the end of the year. It's September. We're talking about it now by November. That's 60 days away. Okay, vaccine. All right. Whether you're going to take it or not is a whole other thing, but it's available to you. It's going to do a lot to dent this whole pandemic. And beyond that, you have more testing, cheaper testing. You have a lot of good news. This is from Dr. Birx. So I believe it's time to think about rebounding from this pandemic, not about, you know, are kids super spreaders? What percentage of this? My eyes roll into the back of my head on it. So, we're going to talk about all that today. John Hinderacher from the Center for the American Experiment will be here. I continue to get great feedback on our conversation related to strife in our big cities, and it isn't just our big cities. I mean, Fargo, Bismarck have seen Black Lives Matter, you know, efforts. And there are people that are part of Black Lives Matter that are well-intentioned, that simply want us to sing Kumbaya and all get along. God bless them. Because anybody out there that just says we ought to love our neighbor, regardless of race, color, creed, political affiliation, can I add that? Because I'm amazed.
Yep.
I watched Black Lives Matter last night for hours in Washington, D.C., scream into the face of law enforcement. Brought me right back to DAPL. I have it on my Facebook page if you want to go watch it, but I will warn you, don't have kids around, because the language is filthy. It's just filthy. You mofo this, and you've... It's just, oh my gosh! And they're screaming at cops. There was one black officer in the middle of the group, and they started shaming him. So for his own protection, they put him further back in the pack. I don't know. I even know how it ended, but so guess what? You tell me that's godly? You tell me that's on the right side of any debate? No way. That's disgusting filth. And it's Black Lives Matter, proudly. So Black Lives Matter, hear me loud and clear. Until you start loving your neighbor like yourself, forget about it. You are a bad actor. You are bad news. And that's what they're doing. So anyway, that conversation was good. I find myself, I have to tell you, almost worn out. Now, I'm going to be a big boy, and I'll get through this, but I'm wondering if you feel the same way. And if you do, then I will react to it. And that is that, you know, we're 60 days from an election, and it is white hot. I mean, I have 100 things I could play you today, from Nancy Pelosi's ridiculous, this isn't my fault. I was forced to go get a haircut. I only apologize for, believing these people actually wouldn't tattletale on me. Are you kidding me? Or I could play Joe Biden getting softball questions from the media and blowing those. So Ducey from Fox News gets in there, starts shouting a question, and Joe just has to. It's just too awkward. He just has to take the question. He goes, well, you always ask hostile questions. So it's a hostile question when you ask something other than something his staff probably wrote down to give to reporters to ask, because those were the only ones called on for the press conference. But Peter Ducey asked a great question. You said you had a call with President Trump in which you warned him about all this, and now he's disregarded all of your advice on COVID. But, hey, in March, you were having rallies full of people. So if you were warning Trump and he didn't listen to you in January, why did you do what you did in March? Is that not a beautiful question? Is that not a beautiful question? It's a beautiful question. Just beautiful. So I could play that stuff till I'm blue in the face. I could tell you all kinds of twisted, ridiculous things that are happening on COVID. But I think we know it all. And we are going to cover all of it. But I find myself today just saying, what else is there? You know, somebody the other day called in about a corn maze down in Mobridge, South Dakota. I want to hear about your equivalent of corn maze. I want to hear about what you're going to do on a boat this weekend to have some fun and show your support for the president. What else is there besides what everybody else is talking about, what social media is filled with, what I'm consumed with, what you're consumed with? What else is there? What else is there that could maybe lift us a little bit? I did talk to a superintendent from a rural school, Northern Cass, Dr. Corey Steiner. You know what he told me? He said, kids are just excited to be back. They're back in this week. Kids are just excited. Teachers have smiles on their face they can't remove because kids are in school again. Oh, my gosh. So that's a what else is there. I bet you've got a few of them. Lay them on me at 800-228-0550. Did I say that slow enough? 800-228-0550.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Jeff is back from Collins & Kronk. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kronk different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kronk, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kronk at 701-235-0119.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
20 past the hour, we roll on with What's on Your Mind. Thursday edition. How are you, friends? 800. Do the countdown, please, so I don't want to...
In 3, 2, 1.
Our telephone number is for you to call the program and join the discussion. Write it down now. 800.
800-228-0550. Here you go. 800-228-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054. 367-2054. Todd, how about you?
701.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the new cadence we're going to use every 226?
Yep.
8503.
We're going to do this occasionally until the end of the year, and then we're never doing it again. Because all of you should have it in your...
that was a lie.
Voicemail. I mean, not voicemail, but what am I trying to say? Favorites, you know, speed dial.
In your
favorites, yeah. in your
contacts.
Contacts, yeah, exactly.
Safe list, all that stuff.
So what else is there? Greg and Bismarck, you have a question for that. Answer for that question, rather.
Yeah, you want to know what good things are going on? I just want to remind people in the Bismarck-Mandan area that one of Todd Mitchell's favorite things is happening right now. And today is the last day it happens, where you can just give a little donation of a little something that you have, and you can get a coronavirus test to find out if you have antibodies for the coronavirus. I'm talking about the Battle of the Badges, Todd.
Yes.
And Todd's given, I understand already, right?
I donated yesterday, and you find out. In a few days, whether you know your antibody test is positive and all that, and you know, so one little added bonus. But Greg, you have a heck of a story with that.
Well, I didn't call necessarily to tell the story, but just to say that's happening and to try to get the word out. They're behind where they need to be, and you know, the need for blood just never goes off, never quits.
No, long story short, the whole thing hits home for Greg really, really big, and he lived through a moment where it's like, oh boy, there better be blood in the shelves. And let's face it, 2020 is one of those years the Bloodmobile couldn't be at places because places closed down. And now this fall, the various student things where they would have blood drives, you know, that's kind of up in the air, too. So it's a year where they really need all the help they can get.
Yeah, good reminder, absolutely. And you know, the plasma, if you have had coronavirus, your plasma can save lives. So you donate the plasma if you've had it, and then they take it, and that's one of the treatments that they're touting now that is working very well. Greg, great call. That's a good. What else is there? Appreciate that. Thank you. Joe in South Dakota, Timberlake, South Dakota. Didn't know there was a town there named after Todd's favorite all-time musician, Justin Timberlake. Go ahead, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hi. Just want to talk a little bit about the checkpoints down there going on the state and U.S. highways where they're not letting outsiders in the reservation.
How's that going? We've heard about that from time to time. Is it improved at all, or is it exactly the same issue?
It's the same issue. It's the same issue. Only now it's extended where the reservation or the tribe has making people wear face masks and making businesses make their clients and the businesses use face masks. And if you don't do that, they're talking about pulling their license and fining them.
I would have a hard time arguing with, because it's like a store. If a store says you need to wear this if you want to shop here, I can decide whether to shop there or I can decide not to. And if it's the the governance, the entity of, I can't begrudge them that, but I think this idea of scaring people and rerouting people and, you know, doing all of that. I know last time we talked to Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, she was perplexed by it and upset about it and not happy that there wasn't more interaction, and is, you know, hoping the federal government can continue to be part of that conversation too. So what would you like to see happen, Joe?
It's getting worse, though. It's going to where now they're threatening these businesses and threatening the people that don't wear the masks and don't agree with them with pulling their leases, their tribal leases, pulling their licenses and their businesses.
So you're saying if I own Joe's Bait and Tackle and it's on the reservation, and I decide with my business not to require masks, they're going to say you better require masks or we're going to pull your lease. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they're saying it's exactly what they're doing. They're threatening to pull their leases, pull their business license. They're also following people on Facebook where they're giving people names and addresses who don't agree with them on Facebook. It's quite ugly, actually.
We will put in another call with Christy Noem, who is one busy woman. We invited her to Big Iron and just found out last week that she's not going to be able to come, so that's unfortunate, but she is in demand these days, but we will try and get her on ASAP, Joe, okay?
Appreciate that. One other thing, I'd like to throw a shout-out to the Corn Maze. They went out in Mobridge. We went through it last week, and it was a lot of fun, a good family time.
Well, that baby's getting a lot of buzz at Bridge City Corn Maze in Mobridge, and Joe, thanks for a shout-out on that. Appreciate it. Texter says, please use the more correct term, BLM. Inc.
BLM Incorporated. I'll
shorten it up even more. We'll call it BM from now on.
It's the burning and the murdering now.
Right. Another texter says, could you get the full story as to why Minot City Hall raised the rainbow LBGT flag yesterday? I don't see how it's acceptable to raise any flag other than that public entity's flag, state or country, on taxpayer public property. Now City Hall has opened it up for any flag to be flown on their grounds. It'll be considered discrimination in court. What's a BM flag next? I guess they said BLM, but I'm trying to shorten it with the acronym that, you know, save time here.
Terrible.
Or the Confederate flag? Or am I missing something here?
If they're not going to raise a Confederate flag in the South, they're not going to do it in the North anymore either.
But I mean, his point is, well, where do you stop? Where do you stop?
True.
This happened in downtown Fargo. Remember this? There were the rainbow flags on Pride Week that they would put up.
Yep.
City workers, city flags. I think the entity had to provide the flags, but they did the work to put them up and take them down. And John Trandum, longtime active Republican in North Dakota, said,
well, wait a minute.
What about on March for Life Week? Can you do, you know, life flags for pro-life?
And good question.
They had to say yes. So they said, yeah, if you provide the flags, we will. So, but I like the life flag. I wouldn't like a BM flag. I wouldn't like a, you know, Confederate flag because of what it would, you know, prompt and everything else. So I think the concern is real. I do. I think that makes some sense. So appreciate that call. All right. More of what else is there coming up after the top of the hour on the program. In the meantime, we're going to chat next with Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney, Fargo Cast Public Health Director Desi Fleming, and talk a little bit about COVID in Fargo and in Cass County. Stay tuned. That's coming up on What's on Your
Mind. It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com. Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Facebook putting some new rules into effect today ahead of the November election. Measures including flagging and even the removal of misinformation. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg saying this morning in an exclusive CBS interview with co-anchor Gail King that no one will be exempt from those new rules.
Anyone who's saying that the election is going to be fraudulent, I think that's problematic. And I think additional context needs to be added to that.
It's not just anyone.
It's not just a regular Joe, it's the president of the United States, yes.
This will definitely apply to the president once this policy goes into place.
First time unemployment claims falling below a million for the first time in 3 weeks. The Labor Department report just out showing 881,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 130,000 fewer than the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At the University of Mary, 99% of their on-campus graduate students receive financial aid. And right now, the university is offering a new scholarship, CARE-19 scholarships, for first-time applicants to the 2020 freshman class or first-time applicants who transfer to the university this fall. It's preparing for students on campus right now this month with wide-open spaces that allow for social distancing. There's a highly qualified emergency response team created now to detail all the reopening plans for safety, security, and preparedness. Evolve and watch those as they go. The Crow's Nest campus restaurant is open 24/7. You know, that seats about 600 people, so less crowding at peak times. Instead of lecture halls of 200 or 300 students, small class sizes keep students and faculty safe and connect students and faculty with faculty that know students by name. Find out about the university's plans to safely restart classes on campus and that new scholarship. Visit umary.edu/prepared. All right, a COVID update for Fargo and Cass with the folks that headed the first task force. We have now, of course, the Burley-Morton task force, which we're going to talk about a little later on. Their number's in a little different place now than Fargo, so that'll be a good time for an update on where things are at with Mayor Tim Mahoney, Fargo Cass Public Health Director Desi Fleming. Thank you both for joining us. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Glad to have you on the program. I want to start with the visit of President Trump's coronavirus task force member, Dr. Deborah Birx, who was in the Fargo talking about the numbers currently here. I was not in the roundtable that you were in. I was in a media discussion after, but she was extremely optimistic, I thought, about, you know, these are therapies that are working. Here's the vaccine that's coming. By the end of the year, they're now saying November. Here's the testing capacity. Here's what we know about, she listed this as a concerning statistic, but good news in the fact that it had come down a lot. 70 and over hospitalized. The death rate is now 9%. Now, I wouldn't want to be 70 and over with COVID in the hospital and say, well, you got a 1 in 10 chance of dying. But you do have a 9 in 10 chance of surviving, and that number's come way down. So that's the bad now. We're down to that. So I heard a lot of optimistic things about where we're at. What did you hear, Dr. Mahoney?
I was very pleased with her report to us and the fact that they have found abilities to save more people over 70. They have better therapeutics to cause them avoidance. There's different combinations of medications we're working. Extremely excited about the vaccine. Should be out by November. She had stated that some of the trials that they've done so far have been working. And it was just somebody who's been studying this all this time and working with it. It was pleasing to hear that we are, as a nation, medically making impacts on this virus and making some good things happen.
Desi, how about you? What'd you hear?
So I wasn't actually involved in the event, so I just got updates from those that were there. I mean, I think there's encouraging things. I think we just have a long ways to go, and I think we need to be really cautious still going forward in our approach.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about that. Where are we at right now, Dr. Mone, from your perspective? When this task force was first formed, back in March, you were first guidance to the citizens of Fargo. From there to here, where are we at right now?
Well, we've been pleased that we have the task force. The numbers have been keeping it at a 2% rate. It's just now that when schools back opened up, you see across the state numbers have started to climb again. And you're seeing it that the younger generation is getting hit. The people between 15 and 30, our numbers are climbing. So that's what's got people concerned. Again, our team does a great job of contact tracing, and if you do contact tracing, you can find out who they're in contact and knock it back down. And I think what Desi says, one of the things that came out of the briefing from White House is what they call virus fatigue, and everybody wants this thing to be over. So partially what happens is just, boy, you're just tired of it. You just want to get back to normal. But even doing that, you have to do the things we talk about and be careful. So still distancing is important. Hand washing and masks are very important. And I think you'll see more of an emphasis done on that, Scott, over the next several weeks. Yeah, do you want to comment to what we're seeing in our numbers?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. In the 20 to 29-year-old age category, our numbers are definitely rising. Excuse me. So I think it's a hard group to kind of keep in check a little bit. They're very social. They're out and about. And so it's just really important to stress to them, you know, we need them to be really aware of where they're going, what they're doing, and to avoid those gatherings, social gatherings, and to kind of, you know, give us a semester where we can just really try to keep everybody in check a little bit so we can get our numbers back under control a bit.
So define cautious, Desi. You talked about, there's positive stuff here, but we got a long way to go, and we got to remain cautious. Does cautious mean businesses can't open to full capacity yet? Does cautious mean, in other words, I think everybody would agree with you. The things we've learned to do and be smart about, hand washing, masks, which are required in a lot of places now, so people obviously comply with that, and the social distancing, schools obviously taking every protocol with the kids that they can. With the back, college is the same thing. Do you still need the restrictions on commerce to be cautious?
Well, I think part of that is if we would do everything perfectly and if everybody would wear masks when they're out and about, if everyone would social distance, if everyone would only, do those necessary things, avoid those social things, then I think we would be in a much better place. I think, as to Mayor Mahoney's point, is people are tired of this, and so it's how do you motivate the community to be like, okay, we got to push through this and do all these things in order to, be able to stay where we're at and keep things open and to do what we like to do. But I think when people let their guard down, they don't always do those things. And so that's what we need to keep encouraging, because we're not going to be out of this until we can, get a viable vaccine. And even that's going to take some time to be able to distribute that and to see what the immunity is from that. And, and herd immunity is way far away. So that's what I mean by cautious.
All right.
And to follow up on that, Dr. Brick, Scott talked about what happened in the southern states. And what they had to do is they did have to cut back on commerce, but they did a shut down their restaurants, really push the masks, really push social distancing, and their numbers dropped in half in 2 weeks. So she talks about, when you had to get real serious about this, you could bring your numbers back down to a reasonable rate. And I think that's what we're going to wrestle with over the next month, because school's starting, things are moving, a variety of things are going on in our community. And sometimes it's as simple as putting a mask on when you're in crowded spaces and do your social distancing. And I've noticed that at the grocery stores, people are a lot more careful about bumping into each other and, fighting over a tomato. I mean, you're more prone to be careful with your distance and bumping into people.
Well, I have the luxury of having two health professionals on the line here, so I'm going to ask you both this dumb radio guy a question that I think would speak for a lot of people in our audience. When they say, would I want to get COVID? No. If I got COVID, would I be afraid? No. I would worry about, obviously, somebody with multiple conditions. I see the new CDC numbers, put 6% as of COVID, and the rest have, on average, 3.6 underlying conditions besides COVID. So anybody in that category clearly is an issue. But going back to my earlier number, I just told you 70 or over. I end up in the hospital. I'm 70. I have these other conditions. I still have a 9 out of 10 chance of surviving that, of leaving the hospital, 70 and over with all these conditions. That having been said, and knowing we've got therapies now that we're cheerleading, plasma, remdesivir, there's others that still work for a lot of people that are somewhat controversial, but whatever, that's an option, doctor, patient. I've got the knowledge that a vaccine is coming. And I got the widespread testing coming. I think I would say at this point, look, if I get it, I get it. I don't want to, but I think that's not, you know, a risk that we need to balance against enormous damage to livelihoods, families, jobs, you know, all of the economic disruption. I'm not just talking about a business making money. I'm talking about people being gainfully employed and being able to feed their families. You know, and I guess that goes a little bit back to this herd immunity question, is saying, you know, maybe that is, you know, the worst case scenario, you get it. Now you can't get it anymore. And there is, you know, we've got ways to help you. Why do we continue to have to be that cautious? Take normal precautions. Do the hand washing. Wear the mask. I'm not saying, you know, go out there and try and get it. But I'm saying do what we know is smart, but live our lives and get some of these things open. Desi, how about you? What would you say first to that?
Well, I would say, first of all, I don't think there's any guarantees with this virus that a young person that's going to get it is just going to cruise through it. There's cases out there that, you know, young people have gotten very sick from this. There's no guarantees. There can be long-term effects. There's lots of research that's still ongoing. So I wouldn't just go to the bank on that one. I think it's a dangerous virus, and you just don't know who it's going to impact. So from that standpoint, I wouldn't take a really casual approach with it. So,
Dr. Mahoney, what would you say?
Well, I think that you're speaking a lot to the fatigue people have with this virus, is that we've started to loosen up things that allow people to get out if they want to get out. And I have some people that won't go out to restaurants, that won't go out to a lot of big events, and they have a right to do that with their chronic disease. And with Desi, I mean, I used to think, well, geez, if you're young, you'll do fine, you'll get it. We do know that, you know, 20 to 30% can have it and have very few symptoms, and those people would do just fine. But I think with Desi, we're a little concerned about long-term effects. That, yeah, you could get it, maybe you're the 9 out of 10 that survives, Scott. But you may have long-term pulmonary disease. You may have long-term kidney disease. You may have some other issues that get into that. We're saying let's coexist with the virus and get through to the vaccine, and then we can really start to loosen up. But we're kind of in that mixed hybrid system right now, and it seems to be working. I see restaurants doing well. I see commerce doing well. And right now we seem to have hit a balance with what's going on. And we're just saying, boy, we take a little more precautions, get to November, and you can get back to your normal life next year. I mean, in the wintertime, we'll come back to normal
there.
Life.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love that?
Squeezing a call here for Mayor Mahoney, a question for you from Gordy in Fargo. Go ahead, Gordy.
Yeah, so yesterday, I don't know exactly when the article came out, but yesterday it was all over the Internet about this article from the New York Times that was based on CDC data that looked at the amplified test that they're using, and that 90...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I got to ask him real quick. Have you seen that? It's basically that an uncomfortably high percentage of tests are wrong when they come back, the results from the test that said they were positive. Is that a concern, Mayor?
See, that one, Desi, I'll let you comment to that. We've been doing a variety of different things in our testing. And initially there were some issues, but I think the quality is better now.
And I don't know what that particular test is, but Gordy, sorry we ran out of time. Appreciate
American
the time.
Land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
This fall, Pipers has all of your land and equipment needs covered. Join Pipers Auctioneers for the 15th annual Western Dakota Land Auction, October 20th through the 23rd, for nine incredible land auctions with over 5,300 acres in Mound Trail, Dunn, Billings, Grant, Hedinger, Slope, and Perkins counties. Also, Pipers fall equipment auctions are plush with unbelievable equipment throughout the Upper Midwest. Join Pipers for exceptional retirement auctions in Bowman, Steele, Hazleton, Fargo, and Gackle, North Dakota, Virgus, Minnesota, and Bison, South Dakota. Full details and online bidding is available at Pipers.com.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
This is my request, we should add. Somebody took the time to send us an email, say, here's a bumper song for you, Merle Haggard. All right, love it. 11 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part by Oasis Petroleum today on the program. Don't forget, 24-7, you can call us and say anything. I hate Scott Hannon. That dipstick doesn't know his butt from third base. You can say anything. 855-200-1776. We play him right here. Try us. 855-200-1776. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just bring the Be the Buffalo Spirit when you call, whatever that is. Whatever you're calling about, have that Be the Buffalo Spirit. That's what they have at Oasis Petroleum. That's what they love about North Dakotans. All right, wrapping up our conversation with our guest from the Fargo Cass Public Health COVID-19 Task Force in Cass County. Desi Fleming from the Fargo Cass Public Health and also Mayor Tim Mahoney are here. So yeah, I guess the question was, and I saw it too in the New York Times, that I don't know what protocol of test it was, but one particular test where a high number of the positives were not positives,
when they spot check the test. Do we have that problem, Desi?
I think our testing has been fairly consistent within the state. You know, I think our biggest thing with testing is that, you know, testing the right people and making sure we get the results back in a timely fashion. But the efficacy of the testing has been good. We just need to get those results back so we can then appropriately, you know, isolate and quarantine those that need it.
Question by text. If we tested everyone during cold and flu season, would there be people that tested positive but never had symptoms?
Sure there would.
We find people that will do that. Go ahead, Desi. I'm sorry.
No, I just said we have quite a bit of asymptomatic, and it's usually in that younger population. They either are asymptomatic or have very mild symptoms to start.
Comment from a listener. Desi says that all but the death and hospitalization numbers just don't show that changing our lives in that dramatic way is anywhere worth it. You guys both said, hey, Scott, be careful with that because there's things you can have after or whatever. You know, there's somebody, Mayor Mahoney, this may be to your virus fatigue point, but, you know, changing our lives in that dramatic way is not worth the risk that you lay out. What do you say to folks that say that?
Go ahead, Mayor.
I'm sorry. Initially, we thought the surge would be 1,500 beds in our community, and we have not seen that. We've seen the death rate is a different death rate. We thought we'd have 600 deaths. We haven't had that, Scott. So, yeah, we feel that, but we've done a good job in our communities, and we're doing fairly well with it. But there's a potential for higher numbers, and that's why I say is that we talked about more recently is how do you coexist with the virus yet be able to do the things you'd like to do. And if you take the precautions, we think that can happen. Desi, I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, any death is a tragedy. It's someone's family member. It's someone important. So I think to say that a small amount of death is okay is not really okay with me. But you could say that
about driving, Desi. You could say, well, you know, there are people every day that die on the road, so I'm not going to drive because, you know, there'll be deaths.
Right, but there are very simple things that we can do from a public health standpoint that will not only decrease our COVID infection rates, it's also going to help during our flu season. Because if you're doing the masking and the hand washing and the social distancing, that is going to stop other germs and viruses as well. So those are easy things that we can do that aren't super painful.
Last question. For how long do we social distance, wants to know a listener here, wear a mask? How long? The virus is not going to go away.
Yeah, we're going to be in this for a while yet. I mean, there again, until we can have a viable vaccine that helps us, until we can establish some herd immunity, you know, we're in this for quite a bit yet.
All right, you two, thank you for the time today. Appreciate it very much. Go ahead, Mayor. Anything else to say in closing?
Well, I'm just saying it's the same thing as the flu virus. When we take the flu shot all the time, you get kind of used to that, and that's what happens. That'll be the new norm. But when we get to that, then we can get to more normal socialization. Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
Thank you both. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, and Desi Fleming, Mayor Tim Mahoney, an update on the Cass County COVID-19 Task Force. Burley Mandan, a little later on in the program. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Talk about what else is there. That's been kind of our question today. You know, all of this stuff that is weighing everybody down, what else is there? I can't think of anything better to divert your attention than a flagpole project. Maybe it's to honor some family members, veterans. Maybe it's just something on you know, your own place to be able to look at every day and reset a little bit. This is the guy that can do it. Jim, the flagpole guy, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, everybody. What a great day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, I've been running around since May trying to spread herd immunity. I hope I'm doing good.
Yeah, thank you very much. Putting up flagpoles and spreading herd immunity. That's Jim, the flagpole guy, for you right there. That's absolutely beautiful. You sent me a photo where there were a bunch of flags flying the other day. It looked like a whole lot of fun, a lot of patriotism. Where was that at again?
Oh, it was Bismarck Bike Night. I'd just like to thank everybody that participated in that. You know, I support the good men and women that work every day that just want to go out on Wednesday night and look at each other's bikes and talk about bikes and motorcycles and that lifestyle. And, you know, they're all just such great people. They're just wonderful people that just come together in a very American way. And it was a lot of fun. I like to support them, And we had a whole nother season at 13 nights. We just completed.
It looked like the kind of place you want to be at. It really did. Hang on, Jim. I've got a question here about the farm attach flagpole, which puts it on your farm equipment. And somebody's wanting an update on that, so we'll ask Jim about that when we come back, and we'll get to more of your calls on what's on your mind. Stay tuned.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.